Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to talk about how to use your score sheet to improve your next test. So every time you ride in a dressage competition, you will receive a score sheet at the conclusion of the class. So what do you do with your sheets? Well, some people keep them simply for posterity if they are awarded especially good marks, and other riders keep the sheets that they need to retain as qualification material for championships. But the most successful and savvy riders use their dressage sheets to improve their next performance, and you can do that too. So in this podcast episode, we're going to tell you how. So firstly, let's talk about test analysis. Now, after every competition, you should take the time out to analyse your dressage score sheet in depth to get the most benefit from them. So sit down with a cup of coffee and a notebook and go through your sheets with a fine-tooth comb. Now, you're looking for anything that you can use to immediately improve your next test and devise a plan for long-term goals. Now, remember that dressage judges are highly trained and very experienced, usually as competition riders and also trainers. So their comments should be regarded as helpful and constructive, not merely as an excuse to deduct marks from competitors. Now, for your analysis exercise to be most effective, you'll need to use the sheets from your last two or three competitions. Now, if you have video recordings of your tests, then use those too. Watching the video and comparing your performance and score sheets movement by movement can be a great way of seeing problems that you might not have been aware of before. So now let's quickly share some points on how you go about understanding your dressage score sheets. Now, before you can use your score sheet to improve your next performance, you must first understand how to interpret the sheet. So let's talk about the marks and comments. So first of all, it's very important that you don't get too hung up on the actual marks and the overall score that you receive for the test. And this is why. Because essentially, the marks that you're awarded for each individual movement will correlate to the comments that the judges make. Now, the marks that are awarded should reflect the definition given in the scale of marks that's printed at the top of the score sheet. For example, if the judge thinks that your 20-metre circle was quite nice, you'll most likely be given a mark of 7, which equates to fairly good according to the scale of marks. Now, judges are not required to make a comment unless they give a mark of a 6 or below, and that can make it a tad tricky to interpret your sheet, especially when some judges' interpretation of the scale is slightly at odds with others. In other words, what one judge might think is worth the mark of a 7, someone else might only view as deserving a 6. Therefore, you can see right away that where one judge might award you 70%, a different judge may think that your performance was only worth 65% for exactly the same test, even though both judges' comments are very similar. So, although points make prizes, it's the judges' comments that are the most useful to you when using your dressage sheets to improve your future performance in the arena rather than the score you were given. Now, of particular interest are the comments that appear alongside the collective marks at the bottom of your score sheet. Now, the collective marks are awarded for paces, impulsion, submission, and for your riding position and the effectiveness of your aids. Now, the judges' comments in this section of the score sheet relate to your horse's overall way of going and the way in which you rode and presented the test. Now, you can use these comments to create a framework for future improvement in all those areas. Now, let's just talk quickly about the judges' comments. Now, most riders who have been competing for any length of time will have a good understanding of the judges' comments that appear on their dressage sheets. However, if you are new to the sport, you may find that a few of the often used phrases are somewhat confusing. Now, if this is you and you want clarification on just what those comments mean, then you can search our podcast archives for an episode on judges' comments. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, howtodressage.com, and again, search for the article Judges' Comments. Now, before we get into the steps of analysis, we want to tell you that here at How To Dressage, we've created a workbook specifically designed to help you analyse your dressage score sheets. Now, it's called the Dressage Performance Analysis Book, and it allows you to record and evaluate your dressage test results and identify ways to increase your scores and improve your future competition performances. Now, if you want to see any additional photographs or if you want any more information on this book, then you can visit our Facebook page or you can go to Amazon where it is available to purchase. So now let's move into the steps. So step number one, quick wins and quick fixes. So before you analyse your score sheet in depth, begin by taking a quick look over the sheet to see if you threw away marks by making silly, unnecessary mistakes. Now, many marks are lost through a competitor's lack of understanding of the basic rules of competition. So before you rock up at the event, make sure that you've read the rules from cover to cover first. Now, here are a few common oversights that you can avoid next time. So try to avoid things such as incorrect dress, incorrect tack, saluting incorrectly, or carrying a whip and wearing spurs when they're not permitted. Now, another slip-up that's made by a surprisingly high number of competitors is taking the wrong course. So learn the test beforehand or have it called for you on the day just in case you go wrong. Now, most event venues offer to provide competitors with a test caller in exchange for a small donation to a local charity. So you needn't worry about not having someone to call for you if you go to a competition on your own. And lastly, let's talk about accuracy. So look for comments relating to a lack of accuracy on your part. So if you notice remarks such as circle too small, or circle not centred, or left of centre, or early to the track, then you know that you need to smarten up your act as far as being accurate is concerned. So once you've identified all these quick fixes, we then need to move on to step two, which is common denominators and long-term training. Now, as you read through each score sheet, you will most likely find a few common denominators. For example, are you always marked down for not halting square? Perhaps every centre line you ride is left or right of centre. And does your horse always hollow and rush during the medium trot, or does he drop behind your leg every time you ride a free walk? Also, remember to compare the comments that you receive for all the work on each rein. So do your circles and turns on one rein lack bend, whilst you have too much bend on the opposite rein? And does the judge always remark that you are leaning to one side or continually looking down? Now, these are all clues to fundamental factors in your horse's way of going and your own riding that should be addressed during your daily schooling sessions. So make a list of everything that's highlighted more than once and use your notes to create a training plan that will gradually improve your overall performance in these areas. Now, it's also extremely helpful to go through this list that you've made with your trainer, who will be equipped to help you in devising an ongoing training regimen that will address the points raised. Okay, so at the end of those steps, you will now have two sets of notes or lists. Now, one set will contain quick wins that you can address right away, and then the other list will contain observations on the horse's basic way of going that will take more time and systematic training to improve. And then each time you compete, you need to read through your score sheets and compare them with the list that you've made. Now, all the quick fix items on your list should be gone, and gradually you will see that some of the comments that kept cropping up relating to the horse's way of going begin to disappear as well, as your revised training program takes effect and your horse progresses in his schooling. Now, don't panic if you start to see different comments appearing on your score sheets, because that's to be expected as you and your horse progress up the levels. Now, all you need to do is to apply the same analysis technique as before and use your findings to take your performance to the next level. Now, whilst we're talking about levels, we just want to add this little bit in about competition levels. So something that will quickly become evident when studying your score sheets is whether you are overfacing your horse with the level at which you are competing. Now, a good way of checking that is by comparing the comments with the basic dressage scales of training. Now, the scales apply to every level of competition and must be securely in place before you move from one level to the next. For example, If you are competing at elementary level and you are continually being given comments such as lacking bend or circle too big on the smaller circles that are demanded in the test, then it's likely that your horse is not yet sufficiently submissive and supple to the bend to be able to perform the movements adequately at that level, especially if those remarks are accompanied by on the forehand. Now in this case, it may be advisable to step back a level in competition while you are working on developing your horse's lateral suppleness. So to wrap this episode up, your dressage score sheet can be a goldmine of information that you can use to dramatically improve your performance in competition. Now when analysing your score sheets, remember to pay more attention to the judges' comments than to the marks that you receive. Because as your horse's way of going improves, your marks will automatically go up. Now, if you have any other tips and hints that you would like to share with us when it comes to using your score sheets to improve your next performance, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant article on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, books, training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.